Carlos, if you don't know, is from our USDA Ginning Lab in Las Cruces, New Mexico, which I was told this morning is now being referred to as the Gin Lab. Was that what I heard?
I don't know about that. For a pointer, I'm going to be using...
Use the mouse for a pointer, and you got to kind of squiggle a little bit to get it to show.
Okay. Again, my name is Carlos Armijo. I'm from the Gin Lab in New Mexico. I'd like to recognize my co-authors. In addition to Vicky Martin from Cotton Incorporated, it looks like it's just about every scientist from every gin lab with the exception of Matthew Pelletier, and Matthew probably will work his way onto here in some way, which would be just fine. The more people, the better. What I'd like to do this morning is give you an update on a project that we started last year on improving fiber length uniformity index in the gin. Last year I did a literature search, and I looked over the last 15 to 20 years on studies that used pre-cleaning in gins, harvesting in gins, lint cleaning in gins, saw gin stands, and I looked just at length uniformity index. How do these processes affect uniformity? And what I'm going to give you this morning is just an update on that project. I don't have very much data, but I can tell you exactly what I'm going to do this year. So I'm going to center on lint cleaning. We continue to see that lint cleaning is a place where uniformity is reduced. And of course, the whole idea of improving uniformity is to open up new markets for our cotton with more efficient spinning technologies. So what I found in my literature search on saw type lint cleaning was that there was no difference in grid bar design. Faster saw speeds did reduce uniformity, but these studies confirmed that the feed bar, the feed plate, is where all of the damage is done to uniformity. And I'm going to have many diagrams and many pictures to explain this to you. As Chris just mentioned, the roller gin stand we know preserves uniformity by about 2 percentage points. And roller gin lint cleaning is also less damaging than saw type lint cleaning. And I'll get into all of this in just a little while. So our overall objective for this year's project is to determine how uniformity is affected by these different... Let me see if I can get this. I can't get this pointer to work anyway. These are going to be my treatments. Current and experimental lint cleaning processes. We're going to go over conventional saw type and conventional roller gin lint cleaners. We're going to look at something called a saw gin coupled lint cleaner. We're going to use two commercial lint cleaners, a Luma Sentinel 2 and a Cherokee Regal. And then we're going to look at something that I think you're going to find interesting is a roller gin coupled lint cleaner, which is a saw type lint cleaner attached directly to a roller gin stand. Okay, I want to show this diagram. This is, now I am going to need this pointer, Chris. You say I'd use the...
If you just kind of move around a little bit, it'll show up.
Okay. There you go. Okay. This is how conventional saw type lint cleaning works. Here is your lint cleaner. You have fiber coming in from the gin stand. It is formed into a bat on this condenser drum. And when I say bat, that's like a blanket. Sometimes it's a very thick blanket, sometimes it's thinner. This bat attaches to this condenser drum. It comes down to this position right here. It hits these feed rollers, which squeeze the little bat in between and feeds it right down here to the feed plate. This is what we're calling a feed plate. This bat is still in a bat form, a blanket form. It is squeezed in between the feed plate and another roller right here. And then this lint cleaner saw is running in this direction. And the fiber, the lint cleaner saw grabs the fiber and takes it, puts it onto the saw. Now, I'm going to explain this over here. I blew this section up. Here's your thick bat coming down. It is squeezed into a very, very small area. This is your feed plate. It is going in this direction, and it is coming down not very fast. It's coming down slow. But this saw is running in this direction at about 1,000 RPM. So we have a blanket of fiber coming down here, and then you'll notice it reverses direction. Very, very high speed. This link cleaner saw picks it up, and it turns. It reverses direction. Right here is where all the fiber damage is done, right there. And this is a conventional saw type link cleaner. This is what is used in saw gins. To give you an idea on just how much a conventional saw gin does reduce uniformity, I've included two slides here. The first one was done by Derek Whitelock and his co-authors. It was a belt-wide study done over 2 years. I'm not going to touch that mouse. After one link cleaning, uniformity you can see was reduced about 0.8% on average. In a study that I did down there at the bottom, you can see also about the same results. After two saw type link cleaners, it was actually even more. And Derek also showed that over here. So we know saw type link cleaning reduces uniformity. We confirm that in the laboratory. We've confirmed that in the field. So what are we going to do to try to reduce this problem? I'm going to talk about the saw gin coupled link cleaner first. This was developed 30 years ago at our laboratory in New Mexico. Interestingly enough, the main objective was to eliminate air transport and reduce energy costs and particulate emissions. The lesser objective was to reduce fiber damage. That's very interesting. Things have changed now in 30 years. Now we're looking at fiber quality very, very closely. But the main objective back then was to eliminate the air transport. We're hooking the gin stand directly to the link cleaner. That's what this is. And I'm going to show some diagrams. The coupled link cleaner eliminates the condenser bat, the blanket, the feed works, and the feed plate. It eliminates all that. And past laboratory research showed that fiber was significantly longer and had fewer short fibers. So here's a side view of this coupled gin link cleaner. And I'm going to need this again. Okay. Here's the gin stand. We have fiber coming off the gin stand. A gin brush doffs it off of that gin saw, the fiber that's been separated from the seed. It brings it around. This is a cutoff bar that does not allow the fiber to recirculate around the gin brush. What this gin brush does is it puts the fiber onto this first link cleaner saw. So you can see that there's... I'm going to have to cut that out. The fiber is not formed into a bat. It is individual tufts coming off of the gin stand. That's the number one important thing. There is no bat. There is no feed plate. There are no feed rollers. The gin brush does all the work of placing that fiber on that saw. Here's the actual machine. On the bottom, I have pointed up to the first link cleaner saw. And in the test, we're just going to be using the first link cleaner. This diagram showed that we have two link cleaners in the same machine, but we're just going to use one link cleaner in our tests. So we did have to put in some duct work to bypass this second link cleaner. So this is the first one, a coupled gin link cleaner. Again, it eliminates the bat, feed works, and the feed plate. The next is a commercial type of link cleaner. It's the Lumma Sentinel 2. The Lummus is based on the concept of the coupled link cleaner. Lummus liked the idea of the whole project, so they developed something similar to it. The Lummus does not have a condenser bat. It does not have a feed works, but it does have a feed plate. Field tests done by Lummus have shown improvements in uniformity, but no formal test has ever been published. And here's a picture of the Lummus Sentinel 2 link cleaner. I can get this working. The fiber comes down here. There's a high-speed brush right here. carries the fiber down to this feed plate, and it does get picked up by the saw. It does reverse direction here, but the fiber is not in a bat. It is in individual tufts. And the fiber is traveling down faster because of this high-speed brush. So the difference here is it is not formed into a bat. It doesn't have a set of feed rollers, but it still has the feed plate. Next is a commercial Cherokee Regal Lint Cleaner. This is a different design. This does form a bat, but it has something called a rolling feed bar. The important thing of the Cherokee Regal Lint Cleaner is we're not going to see a change in direction. And again, no formal test has ever been published on this. Here is the Cherokee. We come down here with a fiber. It forms a bat. It comes through these feed rollers right here at the top. But the important thing about this lint cleaner, notice it does not, the fiber does not change. I'm going to bring a pointer next time I come here. The fiber does not change direction. Watch this. It's coming in this direction here, comes right through these rollers, and continues straight onto the lint cleaner saw. There is not that reverse of direction. That's very important, because the reverse of direction is where we believe a lot of that damage is being done. So this design here, we're going to see how this design done. This is a very interesting run. This is our roller gin coupled lint cleaner. This was developed 20 years ago at our laboratory in New Mexico, and it was just for Pima cotton. A conventional roller gin lint cleaner in a gin, if we have 4 or 5 high-speed stands, or you have 16 conventional roller gin stands, all of the lint from those stands go into one lint cleaner. It's a bulk system. So a roller gin will only have one large lint cleaner, like a Guardian. They call it a Guardian. It's a pin-type cleaner. The coupled lint cleaner uses a unit system. The lint cleaner is directly connected to the gin stand. With a bulk system, you have higher loading rates, and you require air transfer, but it's a lot less expensive. When you have a unit system, you're decreasing your loading rate, you're getting better efficiency, eliminating any air, but you're increasing your costs. However, with the advent of high-speed roller ginning and possibly a wider stand, Chris mentioned this about a roller gin stand is rather narrow. There is work being done on a wide roller gin stand right now. This may reduce the unit cost. And here is how the roller gin coupled lint cleaner works. Chris earlier showed a picture of a roller gin, and here is another side view. The fiber comes directly off of the roller gin stand, and it falls directly to the lint cleaning saw. It is not formed into a bat. It is in individual tufts. There's a guide bar that sets it right onto the lint cleaning saw. I'm going to give up. And then a doffing brush takes it off the cleaning saw. This shows a close-up on the left. There's another picture of the conventional method that I talked about at the very beginning. You have a lint bat of lint coming down, goes through 2 feed rollers onto squeezed into a feed plate, and it reverses direction. With the roller gin on the right, you just have fiber coming straight down onto the guide bar. Very, very simple. Here's a picture of the machine that we're going to be using on our test. You can see the lint cleaner. I've put an arrow down there at the bottom. We're going to be doing a formal gin test with 7 ginning treatments. The first 2 treatments are the saw gin conventional type and the saw gin coupled lint cleaner. Those will be done at the lab in New Mexico. The next 2 treatments are going to be on the Luma Sentinel lint cleaner. Those are going to be done in Mississippi at the Stoneville Laboratory. We're going to be doing the treatment on the Cherokee Regal lint cleaner at the University of Georgia in Microgin in Tifton. And then the last 2 treatments, the roller gin, will be back in New Mexico. We're going to be using 4 cultivars. We wanted to pick diverse cultivars. The first two are going to be from New Mexico, picker harvested. We're going to be getting some cotton from Lubbock. Just next week, we're going to be bringing it in. It's stripper harvested, and then we're going to be using a variety from Stoneville. And, of course, we're going to be evaluating fiber properties, fiber length uniformity, cleaning efficiencies. Also, the very last one, which Chris will be involved with, is spinning properties. And I know I sounded like a broken record sometimes when I kept on talking about the conventional saw type link cleaner, but I wanted to bring it out that that is where the damage is done. When it comes across, squeezed in between, changes direction. And so what we're going to see if these other methods do a better job of helping uniformity. And I know I went over.